If you are in any way responsible for the care of children, such as a parent, a grandparent, or a teacher, or even a babysitter, you must surely recognize that we live in a day and age that is not designed with the healthy care and concern of children in mind. In our hyper-busy world of fractured families and values sacrificed for profit or convenience, raising children to be balanced, successful individuals of solid character and integrity is more than just an intimidating task. Sometimes it seems simply impossible. But God hasn't left us without the tools that we need. If you're interested in concrete steps that you can take that'll give clarity and focus to your child rearing and that will give you the peace of mind that comes from knowing you're doing right by the children you love, stay tuned. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. Many of us, in one way or another, have some sort of responsibility over children. You might be in a young family just getting started in life, or perhaps you have older children, preteens or teenagers, and are going through all the excitement of the changes those ages bring into our lives. You might be a grandparent wanting to do your best by the grandchildren God has blessed you with. Or you might be a school teacher, a daycare worker, even a babysitter, someone to whom people entrust the care and guidance of their children. I'm a father of four boys myself. It seems my wife and I don't know how to make girls. But I've also been a high school teacher, a pastor, and a minister with some responsibility for teens and other young people under my care. And I run a summer preteen camp. So I can say that I frequently have children on my mind. In fact, saying that's a little bit of an understatement. If you have children under your responsibility as well, especially if you're a parent or a grandparent, then I know you will agree with me when I say that these are really difficult times. It seems the society around us is virtually designed to make a parent's job harder, a society almost deliberately anti-children. For instance, consider the level of violence present in our culture. Now, in Western nations, we don't face violence personally as often as our fellow human beings in many other countries around the world. The fact is that in its literal absence, we create it in our culture and celebrate it in our forms of entertainment. Video game makers have learned the same lessons that movie makers have. Violence and gore equals money. And young people are willing to pay a lot of cash to play games that feature such things in the extreme. Personally, my wife and I can't even take our children to a mall any longer without having to face advertisements with sexual images that in the past would have remained confined to the back of darkly lit rooms. Where at one time, childhood was considered to be something protected, a special time of life before adult concerns and responsibilities arrive. Nowadays, it seems more and more that the gloves have been taken off. Marketers have discovered a social phenomenon they call kids getting older, younger, KGOY or KGOY. It's what lies behind the active marketing of sexier and sexier clothing to younger and younger girls. On the Fox News program, the Journal Editorial Report, broadcast June 9, 2007, Wall Street Journal Deputy Taste Page Editor Naomi Schaefer Riley said this of the kids getting older, younger marketing strategy. KGOY basically means that there are all these 11-year-olds out there now who are basically operating in terms of thinking about sex, particularly at the level where, say, 15-year-olds were operating or 17-year-olds were operating 10 or 15 years ago. 11-year-olds thinking about sexual matters like 17-year-olds did 10 years ago? That should be a trend our society struggles against. And instead, we profit off of it, produce products that cater to it, and it becomes a spiral downward into realms that we don't want to imagine. What do we think of our little girls running around wearing shirts or short shorts that say things like eye candy or too hot to handle? And if that's the state of things now, where are things going to be in the future? And we may like to think that what our children are soaking in from the media around them, the music, the television commercials, the movies, doesn't really affect them or their character. But that is a denial of reality. We only have to look at companies' vast expenditures of money to buy Super Bowl advertising time to realize that. Businesses wouldn't waste that sort of money if they believed the lie that media makes no impact on behavior. And all of this is worsened by the fact that families don't spend time together anymore. Society has fractured the family where dad has his job, mom has her job. Each of the kids have their schoolwork, their friends, their activities. Everyone has separate lives, barely related in any real depth to the lives of the others in the family. Even in the evening, when the day is winding down. Now, our viewers across the Atlantic will recognize this scenario. On November 3rd, 2006, the Financial Times published some results of a recent study by the Institute for Public Policy Research. One of those results, the IPPR report, highlights a growing rift between youths and adults, with 45% of 15-year-old boys in England and 59% in Scotland spending most evenings with friends rather than family. God did not intend the family to be this way, and the effects on our children are beginning to show. The years just ahead of us are prophesied in the Bible to be a dire time for families. In Malachi chapter 4, God prophesied that in the time leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and the great and dreadful day of the Lord, there would be a desperate need to turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers. Passages such as Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 12 speak of a time, our time, in which healthy family roles would be in confusion and children would become oppressive and to be feared. Earlier in the same chapter, verse 4, prophesies a time when children would be full of insolence and disrespect. Micah chapter 7 says, "For son dishonors father, daughter rises against her mother, daughter-in-law rises against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household." Those days are on their way. In fact, in many ways, we see the beginnings around us now. If you're a parent or a grandparent trying to influence your child for the good, you find yourself in a world that seems in every way to be working against you. Why is that? And more importantly, is there anything that we can do about it? The good news is that yes, we can. And we'll address this very thing when we return in a moment. But first, I'd like to let you know about our brand new booklet titled Successful Parenting God's Way, written by Dr. Jeffrey Fall, a longtime pastor and minister of God. Anyone wanting to make a difference in the lives of their children or grandchildren can benefit from the simple but powerful principles plainly explained in this excellent booklet. It is absolutely free, and we'll send it to you with no strings attached, on topics ranging from education, character development, discipline, and punishment. This thorough booklet will help you understand God's perfect advice for the thorny challenges you face in your child rearing. Personally, I've spent a lot of money buying a lot of books from multiple experts on child rearing, and I will readily admit that Dr. Fall's clear and powerful booklet is one of the finest educational tools on successfully raising children that I've ever read. And unlike all those other books, this one is free and thoroughly grounded in God's Word. Request your copy today.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. Before the break, we asked a question. Why is this society so anti-family? Why does this world make parenting and raising children of character so difficult? The simple answer is that the world is simply reflecting the character and nature of its ruler. If you have a Bible handy, turn to John chapter 14 and verse 29. And I do recommend that you look these scriptures up in your Bible. Here on Tomorrow's World, we absolutely do not want you to take our word for what we say. Prove the truth from your own Bible for yourself. Check up on us. Hold our feet to the fire, as it were. In John chapter 14 and verses 29 and 30, Jesus is addressing his disciples before his death. And he makes an interesting comment. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. Jesus is speaking here of Satan the devil. And three times in the book of John, our Savior calls him the ruler of this world. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, Paul calls him the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Why the prince of the power of the air? Because his influence saturates this world like radio waves broadcast to the ends of the earth. In some ways, sometimes dramatic and sometimes subtle, our society reflects his nature, his values, his priorities, and his plan. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, Paul calls him the God of this age, or the God of this world. In raising our children, we struggle because we have an adversary. I do hope you will order our free booklet today, either by phone or online. Whether you're a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, a social worker, anyone charged with the awesome responsibility of caring for children will benefit from the biblical instruction, the practical advice, and the real-life examples that we've included in that booklet. But between now and the time when your booklet arrives, let me give you some fundamental, foundational steps that you can take right now to begin making a permanent difference in the lives of your children, starting from the moment that you choose to begin. These principles come from Scripture, and as such, they flow from the mind of God, who's the ultimate parent, and therefore they are sure, trustworthy, and effective. Our first step, you must involve God in your parenting. The task of raising healthy, happy children of strong character into adulthood is just too big to tackle for two parents, let alone a single parent. I know because I've been there, where so many of you have been also, I'm sure. I've stood in the doorway watching my kids while they slept and thought to myself, what precious, precious gifts from God. How in the world can my wife and I be everything that they need? And the truth is that I can't. But God never intended us to. He never intended us to do anything alone apart from His help. He gives us His Word to study and to guide us. He'll hear our prayers as we seek His will in our children's lives and in the choices that we make. We can ask the great Creator of all things to help us in our task. And if we ask in faith, He will provide that help. James, the brother of Jesus Christ, assures us in James chapter 1 and verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. The fact is, God wants us to succeed with our children, even more than we do, and he will provide us with help. Look at this promise in Psalm chapter 37 and verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. If you truly do commit your way to the Lord, put your trust in Him, if you'll dedicate yourself to following His instructions in your life and in the raising of your child, then you can go to Him and you can claim this promise. Ask Him to follow through on His word, and He will follow through. So our first fundamental step in raising children in this challenging world of Satan the devil is to involve God directly in your parenting. A second vital step is to set goals and make plans for our parenting. Now, this sounds simpler than it is, but it makes a bigger impact when you realize that most parents never really sit down and set goals concerning the things they want to see in their children, and then make plans, real plans, about how to accomplish those goals. Raising children is the project of a lifetime, a true life's work. And yet most people spend more time planning their vacations than their approach to raising their children. In this step, we follow God's pattern. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Though this was written to the nation of Israel, His encouraging words in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 are true for all of us. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." What kind of future do you want to give to your children? What character traits are important to you and so important that you desperately want them to possess those traits as adults? What changes would you make to your environment or to your own habits and behavior that could benefit them? Include those things in your goals. The second fundamental step is to set goals and make plans for your parenting. If we want to make a difference today in the lives of the children under our care, then the next fundamental step is to dedicate ourselves to applying consistent and loving discipline. Many parents feel that sometimes they love their children too much to correct them when they've done something wrong, especially when they're very young. But friends, this is a tragic mistake. Real love expresses itself in discipline or punishment when necessary. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, we're told that God disciplines His children because He loves them. Further in Proverbs 13, verse 24, God describes being unwilling to punish your child for disobedience as being equivalent to hating your child. Bad habits produce bad character that can harm the child in the long run so much more worse than any kind of punishment. And while we can't make our children's choices for them, loving parents will take measures to protect their children from building such habits. And any discipline must be consistently applied and with a rationale behind it, which can be explained to your child so that he or she may learn from the discipline. And it must be applied in love, never in anger. Yet, discipline is not just punishment. It refers to training and instruction. Actually, it comes from the same root word as the word disciple. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, parents are admonished by God to do just this sort of training. "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." To do this well, we must resist the trend of society to completely fragment our families into multiple, barely connected lives. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6, where we read of one of God's fundamental commandments concerning the rearing of children. "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Your lives as a family must be integrated enough that you are living life together, experiencing new things together. So the door is open for God's wonderful way of life to be taught and discussed with your children while you are living those lives. So our third fundamental principle is the need to apply consistent and loving discipline. It isn't easy, and it'll take discipline on your part, but the fruit that they will bear will be worth the effort. The fourth and final fundamental principle is crucial to to making the rest work. And we'll discuss it in a moment. But before I do that, I'd like to take one more opportunity to offer you our free booklet, Successful Parenting God's Way by Dr. Fall. This is our newest booklet, hot off the presses, and the biblical clarity and insight and the peace of mind it will provide you in the rearing and training of children is completely priceless. This hefty booklet goes into so much more detail than I can here, and will give you practical examples for making your parenting a powerful success. Like all of our literature, this booklet is completely free. Our work here is supported by volunteers from all over the world, from North America to the Middle East to Asia, people who believe in the truth of the Bible and want to bless as many lives as possible with this information. Your booklet's already been paid for, and as always, we will never solicit you for money. We just want to get this book into the hands of as many families and educators as we can. Call now or visit our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org and request your free copy of Successful Parenting.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. Just before our break, I mentioned that the last of these fundamental steps to making a real difference in your children's lives is an incredibly crucial capstone, and that leaving this one out can be absolutely fatal to our efforts to see results from the other three steps. That crucial fourth element is this: set the right example yourself. There is a powerful proverb in Scripture that I always find personally challenging. It's in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 11. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. All the preaching and teaching we may throw at our children will not survive long if they see the opposite in our personal examples. If you smoke, don't expect your admonition to them to avoid smoking to go very far. If you lose your temper, expect to have children who lose their temper. On one hand, God commands us to instruct and guide our children, and they do need our instruction and guidance. But on the other hand, if they hear us saying one thing, but see us doing another, they'll begin to feel that we're being hypocrites. And they'd be right. In Matthew chapter 23, Jesus accused the Pharisees of his day of not following their own teachings. He labels them hypocrites 7 times in that single chapter alone. If we want our words to have any effect on our children at all, we must back up our words with our own personal example. Our children may be able to forgive our occasional slip, but they will not be able to ignore the lessons of our way of life. Let's review our 4 points. Number 1, involve God in your parenting. Don't leave him out. Ultimately, any success worth having is going to have to come from him. Study God's word, ask him for help, and let him establish your steps. Number 2, set goals and make plans. Parenting is the project of our lives. Think carefully about what you really want to achieve in your children's lives. Write those things down, and then make a plan together to achieve those things. Number 3, dedicate yourself to applying loving, consistent discipline. So many parents let down in this area, but your children are counting on you to be the guide that they need. And then finally, number 4, set the right example yourself. The example of your life and your deeds will speak louder than any words you can say. If we can follow these fundamental guidelines, then we can begin today making a difference in our children's lives that will ultimately last a lifetime and even on into eternity. God does care about our children, more so than we can possibly imagine. And while this society may seem designed to damage and harm our children and to place endless obstacles in our way to influence them and guide them in the way that they should go, Almighty God actually is designing a world that is perfect for the rearing of children. One of the central themes of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that when He returns, His saints will be glorified to rule with Him as a part of the ruling kingdom of God, and to help Him usher in that wonderful world. We can read a description of that world in Zechariah chapter 8. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with his staff in his hand because of great age. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. I hope that all of you out there will join all of us here at Tomorrow's World in praying that God's kingdom may come soon. And I hope you'll join us here again next week as we look into God's prophetic word for insight and transforming truth that you'll find no place else. And please do not forget to order our brand new free booklet from Dr. Jeffrey Fall. Regardless of the role you have in life that involves children, you could be parents, you could be grandparents, you could be thinking of raising a family and you and your wife talking about those kinds of things right now. I know that when my wife and I were trying to plan a family, we could have benefited tremendously from the insights that Dr. Fall has put into this book. The insights into raising children and the insights into Scripture. Please do not fail to order this booklet. You can call the number on the screen or you can go online and order it at www.tomorrowsworld.org. Get that booklet and we'll see you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.